Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. We're so glad you're here with us tonight to get in the hot seat and work with Dr. Pat. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be with you each and every Thursday live. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us periodically on both channels each week. So we're live. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
I knew you would be. You're born ready. Okay, so I know Ronan has got some callers lined up for us, and he's going to get them with us here in a minute. And we're all right. Hey, caller, you are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I wouldn't be in divorce court right now. My husband filed on me if I'd read all of your material. And I've read and listened to everything, and I have two very important questions. The fact that he's filed on me and it's going to be final in May, is it over? And then I also wrote my hi-bye letter, and I hope that I followed it the way that you did. And I'm very grateful for what I've learned from you. It's too bad I didn't learn it sooner.
Me too. I was married four times. And they all divorced me. The secret of life is to find out what your failures, how you created half of it. That's the secret.
According to what I learned from you, I did everything wrong.
You know what? You did what you were scripted to do. If your dad walked in the room, would he say, how did you do today, dear daughter? Or how did you feel about what you did?
It was what I did, and I was raised by my father, who I think was feminine, and I think my mother was the masculine. My dad was an architect.
Okay. All
and
right.
My mother was her desire. No, I listened to everything you said, and I tracked
good.
All the way back. And what I'm trying to do right now is find out if I can contact my husband and say, would you at least talk to me? I didn't send my hi-bye letter yet.
You did your hi-bye letter?
Yes, I have.
Okay. When are you going to give it to him?
Well, that was why I called you today. I tried to get in on one of your sessions, and you were already full. And so
well, here I am, and you're on the session first off. So
that's right.
When do you want to give him the message?
Well, I wanted to do it as soon as possible, but I was very nervous about sending it to him without, you know, talking with you. And I was hoping I'd get in that session, but here I am now. So I've written my letter.
Okay. Is it long or short?
It's a little bit long, but I can get to the middle and the bottom, which were the first things you said, which was what you liked about him. And then in the end,
okay.
I said, I thank you for the lessons that I learned, but I also want you to know that I have been in counseling and in therapy for almost a year now, and I have learned a great deal about how I was raised, and I totally emasculated him. I totally took over, and I just did what I normally did. When we were dating for 5 months, I was definitely feminine, and I did everything right. And the minute we were married, he also went into open heart surgery, too, right after we were married. We were only dating 4 months, so I hadn't even known him barely to the second phase. Euphoria, the first 3 months, the second one, get to know, and third, make it. I negotiated. We had a covenant marriage. We did not have sex before. We signed it at our church. We went through premarital counseling. I thought we had done everything we should have done except date a year.
Okay. When was the last time you smelled him?
December 30th when I took all of my things out of the house and moved out. And it's been 8 weeks this week.
Okay, so okay. The last contact was this 8 weeks. Now, yeah. Is he already involved with another woman, do you know?
I asked him if it was another woman when he proceeded to tell me that we were dissolving the marriage. He blindsided me. He just wrote me a letter and read it to me and said, and I'm dissolving the marriage and you're going to be served in a divorce. So I was totally caught off guard.
Okay, but is he courteous doing business, the divorce, with you?
I don't know because I haven't talked to him. He only talks to his attorney and my attorney.
Got it. He is really taking care of himself. Okay. That's what you have lawyers for.
He's mad. I know that. We had a prenuptial agreement that in case this marriage didn't work out, because he got married shortly after his wife had died. He took care of her for years, got married, only stayed married for 2 years. And now I'm his third wife and he's my second because my first husband died and I didn't date for 8 years.
Well, all I can say is that you have a letter and you made your amends and you're going to send the letter to him because the 8 weeks are done when?
February 28th.
Okay. February 28th, well, that's already gone by. We're in March. So your letter sounds fine.
Okay.
So how does it end?
It ends with, I learned that I was raised to be a man and that this is where I've been domineering, overwhelming, and asked many questions. You, on the other hand, brought out my feminine side. I've also learned that I had a huge imbalance in my hormones that switched around about the time you had your surgery. And as we age, I understand hormones change. Again, I thank you so much for giving of yourself, asking me to marry you, planned wonderful vacations, helping my daughter, who has cystic fibrosis, by the way, and increasing my net worth. Yeah. And I'm facing a kidney transplant now for her. I'm so sorry. I miss you. I love you. I have accepted the fact that you want a divorce. But in the letter you read to me, you told me that you hoped we would be friends and that we would communicate during this process and that you would do anything to help me. If that's still true, tell me if you do want to be friends. I have lost a lot. You, my family, my home of security. Thank you again for allowing me to speak to you directly. If this is goodbye, then I wish you all the best. I love you and will always love you. When a woman gives her body, she's bonded to you forever. It is so good.
That is so good. Please feel free to send it.
I'm not angry. I miss you and those beautiful blue eyes, your loving wife and hopefully a friend. I'm still waiting as I have hope. I don't want anyone else.
Today. Nature and God are interesting. You get hungry eventually, but right now your amends has been beautiful. So give it, but here's the promise. Do not reach out to him for at least 8 weeks.
Okay.
And if you can, avoid reaching out to him. I want him to live in the real world of women that haven't learned what you've learned. And you're going to look better every day.
I may have to have an interaction with him because my divorce attorney called and said I have to meet him at 11 o'clock on Monday. So
that's fine. That's business. No, when your doctor or your attorney, when they tell you that isn't generated by you, be courteous. Don't be maudlin. Don't grovel. Just be a lady that's learned her lesson. And I promise you this, either he will come back or you'll get him in a different body and you'll do better.
I believe you, and I can't tell you how many people I have called, including my daughter, because I know that she was raised a lot like me, and I thought I had corrected a lot of the mistakes that my parents made. And she listened to me intently, and she's only been married 5 years, and she has cystic fibrosis, so she's dealing with a huge burden, and her lovely husband, who just adores her. I've been trying to figure out if they're male and female and everything else, but he's devastated by her illness, and he's devastated by not being able to make enough money to provide everything for her because it costs a lot
of money. I've got news for you.
Yeah.
They are surviving today, and when we get through this virus monster, things will get better. But you have done a good job, and you're demonstrating a good job. So please send the message. Don't grovel. Meet him like a lady. And let's see what science and God have in store.
I'm excited. And I'm at character, and I'm waiting for my next purpose in life. And I have a feeling this has something to do with it. And I think
I'm sure
back
it does.
Here,
everything has something to do with your life.
Yes. No, I mean
there's
the
good.
You said character.
Yeah, everything.
Purpose.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling.
Your session, and I look forward to getting to talk to you more. And thank you for everything. I just wish I'd known you years ago.
And I wished I had known what I know now years ago. So we're where we need to be right now.
Right. And you're so cute and so adorable. And I just thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Good.
Thank you, caller. Right, make sure you get on the waiting list.
On for the session?
Yeah.
Yes, I've talked to Sue.
Oh, perfect.
Already. He's got me on the list. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Good luck, caller.
Good night. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. So exciting,
Dr. Lovely? Don't
yeah.
you love that?
Yeah, she got me tears in my eyes. So, yeah, I think we have a caller. Oh, no, that was something else. All right, so I want to remind everybody, if you're interested in our new groups that we're doing and you haven't signed up for our newsletter, www.drpatallen.com, that's where you sign up for that newsletter. Or if you want to talk about the groups, you reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. And you can get put on the waiting list. Or if you have access to the newsletter, then you'll be the first to see what's upcoming. Because that's where we put all of our juicy details. So let's see what we got going on with our switchboard. And see if we got some more calls waiting for us. And I think we probably do. She's right, Dr. Allen. You are adorable.
What?
You're adorable. You're so cute. I love your new haircut. You look so cute.
Who is Kelly? Is that you talking to me?
Yeah, it is.
My goodness. Thank you.
Yeah, that's so funny. She said that too. Oh, you're so cute. You're adorable. I love your new haircut. It's just like you're like a little fairy.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, exactly. Tinkerbell. You're a little mischievous like Tinkerbell too. You got a little bit of that.
Yeah, right.
Right. It's us September babies. You know how we can
be. Yes. I'm a Virgo Libra cusp.
Yeah.
I have uptight Libra days, and I have relaxed Virgo days, so I float between flexible and tight.
You know, I do the same. It's funny because you and I are just a day apart. Our birthdays are just a day apart. You're 21, I'm 23, and
yes.
Some days I am like, you know, grounded to the earth but blowing with the wind, and other days I'm like screeching like a cat stuck to the ceiling.
That's That's right. But I know that everything has purpose, and the pain is going to be learned, and it's going to benefit us, and the pleasure is going to build our faith in the reality of goodness and spirituality. All we're here for is to learn how to love one another.
I agree with that. And I know that a lot of our girls in our groups, our ladies in our groups, have been talking about the mask thing, and you've been advising the mask does not cover your eyes. So
no, not at all. The mask is not an impediment to flirting.
Hello?
No. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hello. I do. Yes, please, Dr. Allen. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. I called you maybe a month ago, I think. I've been seeing this chat for a while, since about the 16th of December. And you suggested that, you know, I give it a go, because most women would, quote unquote, kill for what I have. So I tried.
What did you try?
Well, we went out, and
You flirted and you dated somebody?
Yeah, I've been dating someone. He's been pursuing me actively for approximately 2 months.
Are you in a committed relationship?
Probably, but the point is, I had some issues here. He's very argumentative, and he's pushing very hard for sex, and I'm not ready. And he's being passive aggressive. He storms off after picking a fight, and he's 54 years of age, from Mexico, and he basically has always behaved like this, it sounds like. I have a very high standards, and I've set boundaries with him, which he doesn't like. And the last storm off was on Valentine's Day, at which point I pulled back. And then last Thursday, he went on a holiday for 4 days without me. So I'm pretty peed off with him, and think he had given him his walking papers. But the thing is, you know, it's very difficult.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Are you respecting him? Is he 51% valuable to you?
Oh, that's a hard estimation. I have to think about it. I'm really, you know, nah, maybe, because, I mean, the storming off is awful. I mean, every time we go out somewhere, he's picking fights and storming off. It's tough.
You respect him as your leader?
At the moment, I think he's going down in my estimation. I did have respect for him, and his behavior is turning me off. His storming off
now,
and leaving, picking fights is really turning me off.
Is he turning you off by chasing you sexually?
He's turning me off by pushing harder than I want to go. Yes,
Why,
I don't want to
go. Does he try to rape you? Wait a minute. Does he try to rape you?
He's pushy, and if I say no, he makes me feel guilty. Okay?
He can't make you feel anything. Feelings aren't negotiable. Other than drugs, meds, murder, and suicide. I hear a real man going after you, because he doesn't have to call you. He doesn't have to date you. He can abandon you anytime he wants. The fact
I can
that
abandon
he isn't,
him too.
Darling,
you know,
what you're saying there is I can be a man too. Did you
no,
want
I'm not
to
saying
be
a man?
Man.
I'm saying I could leave him too. I can reject him, can't I? I can reject him anytime.
Understand, but rejecting a man because he's courting you, he's not raping you.
No, he's not, but he's got a very bad temper. It's like he's ruining the dates. I'm not having a lot of fun with him because he's ruining them. He pursues me, he wants me.
He's testing you for selfless love, for not loving yourself. What you're watching is a man dealing with his animal nature. Why don't you go with the gay guy?
Well, it's a lot more fun usually, actually.
What?
It's usually a lot more fun. I have gay friends, and then
Is your mother a man or a woman, please?
Look, you asked me if it was worth about 51%. I don't know. I don't like his argumentative. I don't really want to be with a man who's always picking fights. I just don't.
No. So he's 51% valuable to you.
I'm not sure if he is. I'm honestly not sure. That's what I'm trying to decide. Because I'm not enjoying the arguments that he's picking. I don't like that. I don't like it.
What? Give me the example of the argument. What does he say to you that causes you to go masculine?
I'm not going masculine. I'm telling him I don't like it. I'm not happy. I'm not doing anything masculine.
What does he say to you that triggers you into your masculine?
I feel like you're blaming me for what he's doing. He's a jerk. He'll go out in the car. He'll be out in the car. He's pursued me. And then he wants to pick a fight. He'll start saying stupid things that he knows that I disagree with. He'll start talking about COVID. He'll start saying that black man over there is wearing an ugly suit. All black men are ugly like that. They dress like that. And I don't want to hear this kind of talk.
I've got news for you.
I find him unpleasant.
What you're saying is you and he are both male and you're fighting instead of surrendering.
No, I'm not fighting him. I don't fight him. I tell him that I'm not comfortable with hearing him give me racist comments. I said I don't want to hear that. That's not masculine.
Does he stop doing it or does he not?
He does eventually, by which time he's already ruined the atmosphere of the gathering, because I don't see an awful lot of him. He's driving a long way to see me.
He's testing you for virtue, and virtue is being a lady when he's a natural man trying to get laid.
It's got nothing to do with being laid. He's trying to, he's making an unpleasant conversation.
He's making unpleasant conversation because he knows.
In the car. He's not trying to get laid in the car, is he?
All right. Then tell me the 1% that's causing you to date him again.
I'm really having doubts because he went off on a holiday for 4 days without me after I pulled back. Because he can't get sex immediately on his terms, he starts becoming passive-aggressive, actually.
I got news for you. Passive aggressive just means he went female on you.
I see. Well, I don't want a wimp.
You don't what?
That's my problem. I don't want a wimp. Yes, he went female. I don't want that. Yeah.
I appreciate that. What is the 1% that makes him valuable to you? Why are you dating him?
You know, there's several things. In the beginning, he was very helpful, and he would help me fix up the house, and he'd be really nice in the beginning.
That was him courting you with pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then he switched into being
he wanted to put his penis in your mouth, anus, and or your vagina, and you virtuously said no.
Exactly.
Well, that made him furious as an animal.
Oh, God. Oh, now I'm dating an ape.
Did he hit you?
No. You know, but I've got friends. I've got Mexican girlfriends.
Did you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer to sue him?
No, I have to bore my friends to tears with hearing about how unpleasant his behavior is.
I want you to know all you have to do is watch the movie of him being an animal. All he's being is a sexual animal. He is falling in love with you and terrified of your power to attract him back and back and back and back. You've been dating him 2 months?
December, January, February, approximately. And I pulled back so far this last time. Valentine's Day is the 15th time he stormed off, and I'm so tired of the feeling of him storming off. I just don't want the grief. And then I pull back, and he's calling
and calling.
You know
what the grief is? The grief is you not being his mother. You want to retrain him to be what he was when he was pretending he was a gentleman in the beginning. They all pretend they're gentlemen to start, and then they start getting their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina. And if you're not virtuous, you have a love affair, but it isn't love, it's lust. He will screw you till he's bored stupid. The man is falling in love and terrified of your power. Would you please just keep your mouth shut, smile, and listen to the movie?
Okay, he's not had sex yet. Did I make that clear? I haven't gotten into bed with him. I don't want to. I'm not ready.
I don't care about bed. I care about penis in mouth, anus, or vagina.
Don't do it. I didn't. He's never gotten that far, and
I got news for you. Then he has not broken your code. So would you please keep him till he goes away and you are still a virgin?
What?
Will you please let him be an animal verbally, as long as you don't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer? Would you please watch the movie of him as an animal? Because he's falling in love with you and he's terrified.
Oh, dear.
So I want you to know the worst punishment you can do for a man is to be happy when he's being stupid.
Yeah, he hates that. He wants to pull me down. I'm so happy. He calls
me
sunshine.
Darling, I just told you that's him falling in love and losing power. I want you to be a smiling lady when he does whatever he says, as long as you don't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer. Can you do that?
Oh, in other words, so when he storms off, that's what I did. He said, why don't you put your dog in the car? I said, no, I'm not putting my dog in the car. I'm going to go and enjoy the rest of the day. If you want to leave, you should go. I don't know why you're leaving. I'd rather you would stay.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's you being a lady, having a good time with a man that you are chemically attracted to. You are, aren't you?
He said, you know, I was in the beginning, but now I'm seeing this behavior. It's honestly turning me off. The attraction is going down.
You're saying that about you.
Yeah, my attraction to him is going down.
I want you to know, because you are getting frustrated not being respected as his mother. But I didn't know you wanted to be a man.
No, that's not it. I'm being frustrated that I can't get the affection. I'm not getting my needs met in this relationship. I can't get the affection that I deserve.
You do not need a penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina. Do you understand what I'm saying? Making love is not sex.
Yes, but he doesn't, you know, I'm not getting the affection that I would like. I don't want a man that wants to rush this thing. I appreciate that, Mom. I'm not his mother, and I'm not behaving like his mother, but
then
in order
please,
to get...
Did you read my book? Did you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Well, I'm going through it again. It's a.
Now, did you read the part that said, don't ask him more, better, different, love, affection, time, or sex? Did you read that in the book?
Yes, I did, but I don't ask for it. But what I'm telling you is that I'm unhappy because I would like a lot more affection, and all he wants to do is have sex. So I wish he would go and have sex with someone else and not bother me until he's not frustrated.
I want you to drive him away with your virtue. Make him quit you, not you quit him. You're learning how to be a virtuous lady.
I
want him to break, not you.
No, he is breaking. He is breaking. I'm not breaking.
I know that, dear. Then would you please wait until he doesn't call you for 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
That's a long time. Darling, do you understand? It's either he breaks or you break. Now, if you leave him, you broke.
Yeah.
If he leaves you...
Oh, I weakened.
Yes, that's right. I want you to withstand this. Have you ever had a mammogram?
But I avoid them.
I know, because they're painful, aren't they?
I don't know. Maybe once. Yeah.
I passed the mammogram. I've had breast cancer. And so when I go for a mammogram, I'm afraid it's going to be cancer. And it wasn't. And I'm 86. So I want you to think of him as a mammogram that you're learning to be a lady with, and he cracks and you don't.
He cracks
because he calls you even when you don't give him sex.
Yeah, I don't. He's not getting it.
That means he's falling in love with you, and eventually he will start to show it. He's only testing you. He was raised, I know he was raised to be a girl, not a boy.
Yes, too much pain.
Did he like his mother?
You know, his mother was in Mexico when he was 12. He left Mexico because his father was creating so much pain for his mother that he ran away, and he's been running ever since, as far as I can tell. He seemed to love her, but he avoided her for a long time, he said, I think, and she died of stroke this last summer.
So you know what? He's not running away from you. That means he's falling more and more in love with you. And eventually, he'll relax and be vulnerable to you. So you do not have to fight him for love, affection, time, or sex. Just please enjoy him and watch the movie.
Now that he stormed off on the 14th, and he was calling me after that and texting, and I was unhappy with him, so I told him I was busy with my girlfriends, etc., which I was. And that was about a week after the 14th of Feb. And then after that, he just went on a holiday for 4 days without even calling me and inviting me.
I've got news for you. He may be leaving you.
Oh, because he wants to go. I think what he wants is somebody who will leap into bed a little sooner.
Darling, I understand that. So why don't you break him by not breaking?
And that means don't call him and don't text him.
Don't
and tell
call
him.
Him don't ask him for anything. See what he gives you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he's looking
to do that.
You know, I think, yeah, probably. I think I'll have to go and be out with other men. There's plenty of men around.
I want you dating other men.
Mm-hmm,
I want you dating him and two more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not dating him right now. He's in LA and he's behaving like a moron. And he's turning me off.
He's behaving like an animal. I want you to act like a lady.
Yeah, he's a baboon. He's like an ape.
I want you to know men are created to make babies so the planet has people to live there. So
well,
would
we
you
got
be a nice,
people.
Virtuous lady? Would you be a nice lady?
Yeah, I am. Men are very attracted to me. I leave the house and they swarm.
I love that, dear. Right. What I'm talking about is dating them when they're acting like animals.
You want me to keep dating baboons?
I want you to keep dating him because I can hear that you have chemistry for him. You're lonely for him when he's away.
Maybe. Yeah, what? I miss the handiwork. And now
I know you do. Therefore,
I miss driving his car.
Let's do 8 weeks. Let's do the rest of March and April.
Well, I make birthday plans on the 17th of April for myself without him. I don't need any more drama or disappointment.
Okay, so the 17th of April will be your cutoff date. But till then...
Oh, that's my birthday. I don't want to deal with drama on my birthday. I'm going to have a happy day. And if it means having a happy day without him, I'm going to have a very happy
Dear,
day without him.
I'm talking about acting like a lady from now till April 17th.
Well, I don't
Unless
want to wait
to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not going to wait for him to call on the 17th at the last minute and take me somewhere. Honest to God, I'm already making plans for my birthday now.
Darling,
and
make the plans all you want, but I want you to act like a lady. Would you please do that?
And that means just don't call him.
Don't call him and don't ask him for anything and appreciate anything he does that you like.
Yeah, he's not doing much right now. I want to go to my next client now. Yes. Well, we spoke the other day on the phone, and I hung up on him.
I want to go to my next client now.
Okay. Let's see what we've got going on. And let's find ourselves another caller. So anyway, Dr. Allen, I love what you were saying to our groups about the mask not blocking the eyes, and the eyes,
That's
as
right.
we know,
the wrinkles
are the windows.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Hello. I'm just fine. I passed my mammogram.
Lovely. I love that.
I love it. At 86, that's valuable.
It is extremely valuable. I appreciate that.
What can I do for you?
I have been in contact with a gentleman. I'm a cougar. He's younger than me.
Oh, are you chasing him?
It started that way.
All right. I want to make a statement. I have no problem with women wanting to be respected as if they were men. I also have no problem with men wanting to be cherished like women.
Yes.
So what do you want? Did you want respect or cherishing there?
Well, I'm what you call the narcissist who wants both.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with being narcissistic if you don't have any kids. And you're not married, you have no commitments to anybody. There's nothing wrong with being a narcissist, which means you're individuated and actualized. And that means that you are your own husband and your own wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yes. And so I have recently been listening to your podcasts and have been am in the process of becoming what I've listened to some of your other callers and people in the hot seat call a recovering man. So I'm in the process of that. But I met this gentleman when I was in my male role as a cougar. And
okay, boy, that was a well-said statement. Met him while you were in your masculine cougar role. Yes.
Yes. And so I had a conversation with him last night. I had pulled back.
You called him?
Well, I had pulled back for about 2 weeks waiting for him to contact me. And I actually had a question about COVID because he's very well educated on the pandemic and the vaccine.
You called him?
I texted him and he immediately responded with a phone call.
I know, but texting, calling, emailing, smoke signals, those are all reaching out. You were in your mail when you did it.
I was, and I acknowledge that.
And I said, you're fine with that. I have no problem with that.
Yes. And
so why are we talking about it?
Well, the conversation that transpired last night, I discovered that he disclosed to me that he's 33% autistic. And
I didn't respond.
Correct. But it made sense to me based on my previous conversations with him, because sometimes he's very curt and short and abrupt, and it made me, it kind of knocked me off my edge a little bit. I thought, gosh, is, you know, what, how, and
well,
then
what
he
it
says
did
things,
is it knocked you off your throne because,
yes.
because you're used to running the show.
Correct. You're right. You're right.
And there's nothing wrong with that, except a person in an autistic syndrome, he's two different people. When you get him in his right lobe, he's feeling centered. When you get him in his left lobe, he's nothing but a computer. He's thinking centered.
Oh, you're so right, because sometimes he can play on my insecurities and then he'll say something that just makes me melt into a puddle. And
I understand that, because he can focus like a laser beam.
Yes, very much.
Well,
so.
Now that you know you're with two people in one body, what are you going to do about it?
Well, that's part of my inquiry was, he actually in the beginning said that he was an alpha male. And I asked him last night what his definition of an alpha male was, because I've heard your definition of an alpha male being male and female and somewhat narcissistic, if I remember correctly. And
it's narcissism that's not pathological means that you're not abandoning children and you're not neglecting wives and husbands. In other words, you can be narcissistic as long as you accept that you don't want intimacy.
Okay. Okay.
So it's hard to, it's difficult to negotiate with somebody you don't want to negotiate with.
Correct.
You want them to it your way or else.
Right. The 0 and the 10.
That's right. Codependent.
So does this 33% spectrum of autism have any bearing on a male role or a female role and how I approach him and communication and negotiations? Because I've never heard anybody present an autistic quandary.
You might want to read a book, Driven to Distraction, about ADHD, which has the autistic syndrome. So do you want me to reach and get the book and tell you the author?
What is the title again? I can go back and listen to this radio show.
Driven to Distraction.
Driven to Distraction.
Okay. Yeah. Here it is. Now, the author is Edward Hollowell, MD, and John Ratey, R-A-T-E-Y, MD, national bestseller, You see? So
yes,
when you're with someone who's autistic, which is a description of behavior, it can be created by ADHD. It can be created by different problems, you know, personality problems. So what it really means is you don't know who you're talking to until you talk.
Right. That's so correct. But and I've been in communication. I was going to say that I've been in communication with him.
Are you dating him?
No, I've been in communication with him for 6 months. He has asthma and I live in Orange County. He lives in West Hollywood. So there's a distance between us. And he is fearful of being in public because of his pre-existing condition and the COVID virus. And when he told
me
last night that he was...
Where did you meet him? How did you get him intimately dating you?
I met him on a dating app.
Oh, so you had put that out there. You and he both were reaching out to each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've been talking to him?
I've been talking to him and other people as well. But he's like my main interest because there's so much about him that I don't know. And I'm being
what does that
patient.
Mean?
Well, when we have conversation, the COVID virus and the pandemic completely takes over the whole conversation, and there's not enough inquiry about me and what my life is like. And so last night I stepped into my male role and just told him that I felt like it would be beneficial if the time that we spent on the phone was in balance with discovering each other on an emotional level, and that I had a few questions to ask, and if I had permission, could I ask them? So I was kind of playing
and
a little bit on the male
say?
End.
What did he say?
He said, absolutely.
And did he follow through by asking you questions?
Well, I led with questions, and then he reciprocated.
And did he reciprocate?
Yes, he did.
Then why are we not believing that he can do it? You've already done it. See, what you both did is you both aimed for the app that set up the date. So the chances were that you would be responsive to somebody that would respond to you and your request. So you were both on the same page app-wise.
Yes.
It wasn't he was watching a TV show in a bar and you were sitting next to him because he hadn't decided to meet you.
That's correct. And I have to share this with you because when we first met, again, it's before I was even exposed to your tools. And he left a message, a voice message on the chat room of this app. And he said, just to make this very clear, if we start dating, I don't want you dating anybody else but me.
No,
I won't be dating anybody else.
Did you ever hear me say the first sign of a man falling in love is him telling you to stop dating other men?
Yes, I did. My knee-jerk reaction when I heard that was, you know, who the hell do you think you are telling me what to do? Because I was so in my male. And
yes,
there was a subconscious
part of
me. Yes,
but he was in his male.
Yes, I know. So we were in competition, as I've learned your work.
No. He was asking you his first question having to do with committability. Did you say,
okay,
I will stop dating other men, or did you not?
After I calmed down and realized that what I was seeking in a relationship was monogamy, and that I really didn't have the right to get upset because he was just being specific, and I can.
He was asking
that, yes,
for what he wanted, and he was in his masculine lobe, and he said,
totally was. Yes, he was. You're absolutely right.
So
now we haven't
are
met
you
face-to-face
in
yet.
A committed relationship with him now?
Not well. We've only spoken on the phone, text messaging, and FaceTime once. So we haven't met face to face. I don't know that.
Honey, meeting is not the indicator. Communicating.
Okay.
He asked you to stop dating other people. Are you dating other people?
No, I'm not. I've only been in communication via text messaging with other people, but I haven't dated anybody.
But that's dating. You're building friendships.
I'm learning
and
this.
And are
I'm
you chasing
it.
Men or are they chasing you?
I'm no longer chasing men. I'm off of all the apps and I've pulled way back. So the contacts that are ongoing are people that I have met previously that continue to bubble up after that 8-week rumination period.
Yes, very good. Is he one of them?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He is.
So you are letting men date you?
Yes.
And what are you finding out about this man? Is he your number one out of three?
Yes. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's my number two out of three. My number one out of three is my best friend that I haven't spoken to in about 7 months because I disrespected him and he is punishing me. So
Are you speaking to him? Is there anything left of the relationship?
I just sent him a hi bye letter after my 8 weeks. I sent it at week 9 and I just sent it this past Monday.
I got it. So you're doing the 8 weeks to see what he says to your invitation and your amends.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of chemistry between me and this younger man in West Hollywood. I don't know that there's compatibility just because of the distance between us and he's not willing to leave his house, so that means I have to drive up there, and I don't know if I'm really willing to do that.
You being the male, you know what I'm saying. You have the right to do it, but if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. So what else are you wanting to ask me? Because I'm simply hearing that you're the man in a relationship with a man that is autistic.
Yeah, I just didn't know if there was anything that, because of the awareness of his autism, if there's anything that I should be paying attention to.
Every time he speaks, he will speak either of his feelings or his thinking.
Okay.
And so you'll tell if he's in his right lobe or his left lobe.
Okay.
The right lobe is very feeling-centered. The left lobe is very thinking-centered, and he does it really prismally clear because of the autism.
Okay. So if he's in his feeling lobe, do I speak to him from that place of feeling?
Yes,
or do
you
I
do.
Speak to him?
Okay. That's when you would be male to his female. What can I do to help you and I feel better?
Okay.
When he's talking to you about what he wants, now look, I want to be monogamous, then it's what can I do to help us do better? Pull on whatever lobe you're talking to.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Thank you so much.
Good.
I'd never heard anybody bring up autism before in a dating situation, and I thought I'd seek your counsel on that to see if there was anything different that I should do. So. Thank you.
The fact is, he has clear access to either lobe.
Okay.
But you don't know which one he's in until he talks.
That's so true. It's so true. And
I know
part of the reason
that's
why
what
I was,
I'm saying.
I know. When he told me that, it was like all the pieces of the puzzle came together as if they were a magnet pulling. I was like, oh, this makes perfect sense to me now. Everything makes
sense.
But again,
your narcissism allows you to track him in whichever lobe he's in.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Good.
I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Report
Enjoy your
back.
Evening. I will.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
My, these are interesting calls.
We are having some interesting calls. I'm loving it. We've got some more calls coming up. Ronan at the switchboard, who is magnificent, always gets us great callers pulled together, is getting us another one now. So until then, here we go. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello. Yes, I do.
What is it?
This is more of a dilemma. I met someone about a year and a half ago on a trip. I went on that trip with a couple of girlfriends because I had broken up with my previous boyfriend 8 months prior, and I was still a bit heartbroken because I was cheated on. And as we were sitting at a restaurant, there's this handsome guy that comes sits right next to us, and he didn't notice me in the beginning. And then at some point he turns around, looks at me, I look at him. I don't remember who said hi first. I wish I could, but I don't. And we end up talking. We talked for about a good 15, 20 minutes. He ends up taking my number now, even though he was waiting for a date, which was probably a mistake.
What's wrong with that? He may be duty dating. He may be checking out three women.
That's true. And from my conversation with him, he told me that he had a longtime girlfriend. They have a 5-year-old child and a 2-year-old child that was a mistake.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the man said he had a boyfriend. Was he gay?
No. He had a girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend. I heard boyfriend said.
Long term. Okay. Over 10 years, they had a child together.
They're not together now.
They're not together. And then they also have a 2-year-old. That was a mistake from what he told me. That was not supposed to happen. He said, I went back and it happened that she got pregnant. So we kept the child, but we're not together.
I'm hearing a man who has a non-legal family, and he met you and talked to you. So do you want to be his mistress? Where are you going with this?
No, so they're not together. They don't live together. They live separate. They're not together, from my understanding. Long story short, he ended up contacting me a couple of weeks later saying that he'd like to come visit where I live, which is a couple of hours of flight. He ended up
fine.
But
does he want to stay with you in your place?
No, he got a hotel room, and I made a huge mistake. I offered to go stay there with him.
What did you do?
I ended up going to the hotel and staying there with him. I offered to go stay with him. I don't know why I did that. It's not even my style.
Did you have intercourse with him?
Yes.
All right. So you gave him a free lay.
Yep, for 4 days.
For 4 days. So what is your question to me?
So my question is, because it's been a year and a half, and I still feel that there's something, and I'm not sure why this is still bothering me. My question is,
because you're bonded to him, you must have had a tremendous chemistry for him.
Yes, we had such a great time. We're just walking around everywhere.
I understand. It isn't the walking around, it's the screwing, it's the making love or having sex, whatever you're doing. Has he reached out to you since that marvelous 4 days?
Yeah, so we kept in touch for a couple of months after that. But I felt like he was gradually, and we never really talked on the phone. It was only through text. And I felt like he was gradually pulling away, and eventually ended up sending him a text.
Men can't fall in love after they've picked your cherry.
Correct.
They're too fascinated by the sex. There
Correct.
Are people that come to me and they decided instead of getting to know each other, they would get into quarantine together with this virus. Guess what? He got bored very quickly because he got her too easily.
Correct.
You gave him you and bonded. Are you chasing him now?
No. The way this what happened was, a couple of months into it, I just realized that I felt neglected. I didn't think he came back one more time for a day or so, which bothered
okay,
me a lot.
Okay, okay. You dated. Those are called dates.
Yes, I guess. Yes. And, but at the same time, I didn't know really much about him. It would send me all these pictures
you
with his
children.
You were
not friends. A good relationship is built on a friendship that allows you to like each other. Compatibility. Chemistry is nice, and it keeps you together on bad days. But compatibility is friendship. And he already has a free wife with a couple of kids. So what is your question of me?
So my question is, I just wanted to tell you quickly what happened so I can ask you what I wanted to ask you. So a couple months into it, he came here one more time. I wasn't too happy about him coming here for one more day because truthfully, that's when it hit me that he just came here for sex, and that really bothered me because he would send me all these pictures with his kids, and I thought with his house and so on and so forth. So I thought he was looking for a relationship, obviously.
Yes, okay.
And after he came here, he pretty much didn't really contacted me for maybe about a week and a half or so, and I sent him a text. I said, hey, is everything okay? Which is probably me pursuing him, but
that's you mothering him.
Yes. And then he
but
said,
you already mothered him when you let him pick your cherry.
Correct.
Okay.
And he said, well, I have some problems and I'm not feeling very well. And I said, okay, well, I hope you feel better. And, you know, if you have, you know, I'm here if you need to talk. And I know, big mistake again. I didn't hear from him for another 2 weeks. So what I did, I sent him a letter, a text message, where I said, hey, you know what? I haven't heard from you. And I'm not sure if you're looking for me to reach out or you're just not interested in talking to me anymore, which is fine. But, I wanted to tell you that I had a great time with you, and I also said I'm a girl who works for, you know, I work for a living, and I don't like men that play games. I basically accused him indirectly, and
I'm hearing is you invited him to date you. You wanted him as a lover.
I guess.
Well, you wanted him as a lover because you started as a lover, and he started to fall out of lust with you. He was into another woman.
Yes, you're probably right.
Because for men to fall in love, they have to become the best of friends and keep agreements, not just cherry pickers that come and go. Did he pick up your invitation and become your lover?
I asked him to be honest with me. I said, we're all grown up here. Let's not play games. Let's talk. I didn't hear from him at all.
And that was how long ago?
So that was about 2 months went by. And next thing I know, for Christmas, I get a gift in the mail. It's chocolate, my favorite chocolate. So he sent me a gift and
that's nice for a lover.
Yeah, so that was a couple months later, and he sent me again pictures of him and his kids visiting his family. He's from another country visiting his family, and I saw that he was looking to rekindle our relationship, and I kind of jumped into it again, saying, "Oh, I missed you, and I can't wait to see you again." And he said, "Yes, me too. I'll see you soon." Blah blah blah, and then went completely silent again on me. I didn't say
anything.
Did he
reach out? Did he come to see you?
No, he went completely silent on me after that. We exchanged texts for about a week and a half, okay, within that time. That was during the holidays.
So is he still your lover?
No, that's what I'm trying to, that's what I would like to ask you. So he went silent on me, and then I ended up going on a trip again, the same city where I met him. Not for him, it's just because I go there all the time for the beach and the water and so on. And I ended up calling him, and I called him from an unknown number asking him, hey, would you like to meet? I'll be there in a week. And if you'd like to meet, just let me know. We can meet.
So you chased him some more.
Of course. I mean, chasing.
I don't hear a question. What are you calling me for?
So the question is, we stopped talking after that because he said, yes, I'd like to see you. And then when I got there, I called him. He didn't respond. I didn't call him. I tried calling him once. I never called him after that. Nothing.
How long has it been since you spoke, talked, did anything with him?
It's probably going to be a year now. But during the pandemic, here's my question. What he did, he started following me and kind of maybe stalking me, I don't know if that's the right word, on social media and putting all these pictures up of himself, even from the trip when he was here and so some other things, but he doesn't say a word to me. He just does all these things. And I don't know what to do because is he trying to send me a sign? Am I supposed to just sit back and wait for him to make a move? It's so weird because it's been so long. And the problem is I can't stop thinking about it. If I could just say, in the past, this was never an issue for me. I would not care.
Do you want him as a lover?
Not as a lover. I want to have a relationship.
Well, you can't have one until he asks for it.
So what?
Ask him to get engaged?
No. How can I ask someone who wasn't really pursuing me? I was pursuing him. I just didn't know if I'm supposed to say something now or should I just leave it alone, and if he ever wants to reach out to me, he'll make that move. I'm just confused because I can see him stalking me. I can see him putting all those pictures up.
Dear, I don't hear that you have let him run the show. When are you going to let him come and get you?
Got it. So what you're saying is leave it alone if you ever want to come
back. Leave it alone, and I want you to hear that he thinks of you regularly. That's what he's saying to me through you. He's thinking of you. The virus is keeping you apart. And if you let him run the show, he may want you enough that you will require engagement, not lovers.
He's not talking to me, though. Isn't that weird? He does not say a word. He doesn't contact me, nothing. But he is talking to me. And only him and I know about those pictures. And they're normal pictures, but they're taken in certain places. And it's just him.
He is simply being your friend, not your lover, just a friend. Let him chase you. Please don't chase him anymore. You're wasting time.
You're absolutely right.
Date other people and get a boyfriend.
Yes, you're absolutely
right. Not a lover.
Right.
Don't do that again.
Yep, lesson learned. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yes. Lesson learned.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Be the girl.
I will be the girl. Thank you so much.
All right. Good.
All the best.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So Ronan is telling me that lots of callers. So exciting.
Using them.
I know. We are. We're going to go through them. He's getting us one on the line right now out of our queue. So exciting. So let's see what we've got going on here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And just checking in to see what's happening.
Hello?
All right, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
I want to go over something that happened, okay? I went to two single events. One was a mixer and with a lot of women, which were really nice, and I really enjoyed it. But then I'm really interested in men, so I got a lot of them from Northern California. I got them. They were really young and went out of state. So I kept clicking on next, realizing to tell the gentleman before I clicked on next that I was kind of far away and I really wasn't interested. So I don't know. How do you go? I was the last half hour of the second event. They didn't send me any more people, I think, because I checked on too many nexes. And so I don't think I want to sign up for that singles event. So I'm joining some other singles events. But how do you deal with people that are far away and too young? What do you do?
They're not too young unless they're under 18.
Really? I mean, I would feel uncomfortable. They were, I'm 63 and they were like 55, 50, you know, young. I've got news for you.
How many times you go around the sun has nothing to do with chemistry. You can have chemistry. I just want you to not be with somebody that's underage. That's child abuse.
I think I can do that. What about people that are far away? Because I think that's incompatibility, right?
Compatibility has to do with getting married. You might not get to marry somebody young because they want babies and you're a little old. So compatibility is being friends and fitting together.
So if they're far away, that I think if they're out of state or Northern California, that's incompatible, and that's why I clicked on next. And I was
then
telling
why
them
don't
too far.
Why don't you check their compatibility factor and follow it? If they're not compatible,
what do you mean
they're
by
not,
that?
If they don't fit your life, don't date them.
Right. Okay. Great. And then there was one guy that I was on the website, and the guy that had hung up on me because I wouldn't meet him, he was on the website, and then it said something like the guy's name. He said he wanted to meet you or something. So I don't know if I clicked on off by accident or he did. So I contacted him and said, "Excuse me, I don't know if you were trying to contact me, but I think you might have been. And if you were, I'm just telling you." Basically, that's what I said. I'm just telling you that, you know, I'm contacting you because I thought you had contacted me. Is that appropriate?
I don't know. I didn't track that. You're saying
the guy that hung up on me because of the fact that I wouldn't meet up with him. We were on the singles event, and so he was on the singles event, and somehow we got clicked off. And so I contacted him and said, "Excuse me, I think we got clicked off by accident." I texted him.
All right.
Him. Is that
so what you did was you built a bridge to him. And
okay.
It worked.
He contacted me, but then now he's not, which I don't care. You know, another thing, I think I talked first.
No, wait. I want one question and work it. And end the phone call. So
okay,
what is
great.
Your question?
Okay. If I did the right thing to contact him after that. You
well,
know, texting him
if
back.
If you
want to
be the
okay,
man.
Real bridge. Okay. I don't think I'm compatible with him anyways. I don't think. And
that's
so
what
how
I'm
do you
saying. Check. Honey, if they're not compatible, you can't build anything with them except be lovers.
Right. Okay. And then there's one guy that I'm really interested
in.
No. Okay, I'll stop.
There. Please don't date people that are not compatible with your lifestyle.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Good.
Okay.
That's the answer. Okay.
Oh, young guys are compatible? Okay. Bye.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Are looking for another caller. And there we go.
Okay.
And we're waiting here. We're going to get hooked up. Takes a minute sometimes. Get him connected with us. But that's okay. We'll get to him. How's your weather down there, Dr. Pat?
It's fine. It rained torrentially yesterday, but today is fine.
Now, isn't that funny? Yesterday, it was sunny here and bright and beautiful, and today it's raining like a craziness.
So it's gone from us to you.
Yeah, we're trading weather back and forth. It's
that's
raining
right,
cows
that's
here.
Right.
It is raining cows here, I'll tell you. That's okay. I don't mind. I had 2 days of sun.
Good. Good.
Talking to our switchboard, seeing what's shaking. Okay. He's having a hard time getting someone connected with us, but I know we've got calls in our queue, so
okay.
He might just be not having people that are getting us to their voicemail, which we don't want to talk to your voicemail. We want to talk to you. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Caller, you're live on the air, Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, continuing to date a number of people. I have a couple of questions, but I'm
what
going to
they?
Narrow it. The first one, and if this is the only one I get to, that is certainly fine. Now, I know you've talked about the pheromones, needing to be in person with somebody to know if they're really a match for you or not in the chemistry department.
First of all, okay. It takes about 3 minutes for your body to flag you that you have chemistry for someone. Then you have to decide if you want to pursue the chemistry. That's where people get into trouble. You talked on another occasion with me about being with masculine women. So are you dating feminine women too?
I don't think, I'm thinking about the people I've dated the last couple of, or at least talked to on Zoom. I'm going to go on a walking date later.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah.
There are some that may do some masculine things. I actually had a talk last night with one about how I wanted it, being in contact once or twice a week, and essentially
okay.
saying, hey,
you did that. That's
I want
what
to
I told
contact
you to do
you
last
first.
Week.
And she was... And she was receptive to that. Now it's to
so
the point
where... So you're
going to
be the man in that relationship.
Yes, yes. When I spelled it out to her, she seemed receptive. I mean, she's certainly concerned that I may meet somebody closer since she's a distance away. But she is my number one. And although I
Good.
Did get my first... So that means get the second shot and that I would probably get to my full immunity in about a month or so. And I would definitely, we've already talked about meeting somewhere halfway in between.
Okay.
She also talked about, she said a very virtuous thing, which I liked, was the idea,
what
well,
was that?
If we get some time. Oh, well, that she said that she would want to get separate hotel rooms. And when she said that, I'm like, okay, that's actually a very good sign because I don't want to have sex with anybody unless I'm in a relationship with them.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna,
yeah, that's great.
And I'm not going to get in a relationship with somebody that I'm meeting for the first time like that. Even if it is at a distance, it's still going to take some time. But so far on Zoom and talking, it's been... very good. I mean, I definitely
last week when we spoke and I said, take charge, of that date situation so women don't take charge of you.
Yes. Oh, and so I have a date tomorrow where I'm actually going to be walking with somebody who lives very close by, and she had a restaurant that she wanted to pick, and I said, no, I don't want to go to that restaurant. I'm going to take you to another place, still close by, but down the street.
Yay.
Because she hasn't been in town for a while, so it took a little negotiating to get there. But she eventually did, and now is exciting, and I have a couple of things planned because she really doesn't know the area. So
congratulations. So what is the puzzle for today?
Well, I think I brought it up before, you know, the dating numerous people and
three people.
Yeah, well, My list is definitely longer than that now, although a couple of them I think are going to end up in the friends department, meaning people that I like and wouldn't mind being in contact with in the future, and plan to talk to one later today. We'll see how good.
So are you, you may just choose to date and duty date, as long as you don't want to be in a committed relationship. Do you want to be in a committed relationship?
Oh, very much so. And that's why I think it's good for the person at a distance that we have lots of time to talk, because that's going to give me a good chance to know her before we actually start dating. And I'm also won't be beholden to her because I'm still meeting other people in the meantime.
Yes, you're not exclusive. You're polyamorous.
Right.
All right. I do for you? You sound like you've got your program in order.
Well, thanks. I was confirming that Zoom dates, you know, having three Zoom dates with somebody doesn't tell you as much as meeting them in person. So,
no, it doesn't, but it does tell you compatibility factors. So as a man, you might want to interview the people you're dating to see if they are close enough to date, if they are healthy enough to date, if they want to date aiming towards marriage or not. Your job is to interview the women. Are you interested in getting legally married or just mated?
I like the idea of mated, but I am open to the idea of marriage.
Well, you can mate everybody until you find somebody to marry. So that is not difficult, because it takes the same evaluation for mating compatibility as it does for marriage compatibility. Location, sometimes religion, sometimes politics.
Yes,
and it's your job to interview them for the job of being your mate and or wife.
Yes. And I have been doing that. I've done two Zoom calls this week with two women that I like. Of course, the number one I know better. My question also is, if I have time for one more, is lying to love, or what
lying.
I hear from a number of Pat Allen women, the idea that the women often don't say very much to create mystery and virtue, but if I'm interviewing them, that's when I want to get information. If they're doing it like I've heard some Pat Allen women would do, and I've dated a few that do disclose very little to be a part of. The ones that are more forthcoming in the beginning, I like more.
Forthcoming is them interviewing you. That's you being the female.
Well, not not having like a minimal answer to something. I've certainly dated some people.
I've got news for you. This is one of the biggest problems. Women today in America are raised to be respected. And men go for the intercourse to basically get the women in their female physical nature, but then the women lose sight of how to be ladies. So what I want you to do is to remember that women's lib has a downside in the issue of women wanting to be respected and compete with men for men's roles of giving, protecting, cherishing, and giving you intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, which confuses their body and brain and soul. So I'm afraid of you wanting women to interview you.
I think that I am not focused on that now. My goal is to make sure that when I ask them a question, I get a real answer. For the most part, I do get that. Luckily, interviewing is part of an old job and really my current job. So I'm always good at coming up with questions. And yes, most women out there are masculine, especially out in this area in Southern California. It is being mindful of a lot of redirection, and it can be tiring at times.
Well, are you willing to take 3 dates to decide if they're worth a 4th date?
Yes, definitely. But moving forward in this time, do Zoom dates count the same as in-person dates? To me, I count it as
no,
3
they
in-person
don't, they're
dates.
Not as, the problem here is when the bodies are not 30 inches apart, you can't evaluate the chemistry. But by the end of the 3rd date, hopefully you both have enough chemistry to want to get together in a, what do they call it? You've had your, I'm thinking of the shots. You're safe to
meet
each other.
Oh, the vaccine?
Vaccine.
Yes. I'll be fully vaccinated by the time we meet. I'm not so sure about the one that's a distance from me, but that'll certainly make me feel, I'll definitely be more comfortable, and I think she will too. Who knows? We might even wait till she gets vaccinated, but that could be a ways off.
Have mercy on women that are trained to be men. They're afraid to be controlled.
And one thing that I'm encouraged with about her is she talked about the culture that she comes from, which is another continent, and that a lot of their, even though she doesn't like some things about it, that she realizes that culture is about serving a man. So she does step back to a certain extent and is open to the things that I have to say, especially when I'm clear about it. And that's been very nice and refreshing, as well as knowing there's at least the possibility for chemistry once we meet, based on at least
I've been able to see. But you're absolutely right about this separation does not enhance the chemistry factor. In fact, if you listen to calls before this, one poor lady jumped into bed and is still vibrating, working through you know, lovers or build something. This virus has done some damage to our courtship, but it's also done some good in that it has stopped casual sex better than anything.
Well, with some people, that's for sure.
Yes. So I wish you well this week, but stay on board as a man, because you sound like you're doing what it takes, but have mercy on women that are trained to be men.
Yes, thank you. And I'll be meeting somebody tomorrow who may be in that department, but hey, we'll see. I have my plan of how things are going to go. And if she enjoys it, great. If not, hey, that'll be good information to know, and will help me decide my course after that.
But use the tools before you dump them. Make an appointment.
Yeah.
Say what you're feeling about their withholding answers. You see?
Yeah.
Ask them to reconsider. What?
Yes. The making an appointment to talk about difficult things, I'm still pretty much in early dating with all of them. But, yes, remembering to make an appointment if it's talking about feelings or a change. I mean, it went all right last night. I think I was I didn't do the appreciate part, you know, putting the appreciate before a sentence. I think I might have said it to her before. I appreciate you wanting to be in contact with me, but I think it's important for us to go slow, especially since we're at a distance, and once or twice a week would be a good contact, you know, for now. How do you feel about that? So I didn't put the beginning at the end, but I did do the middle part.
Good. Okay. Great. Good luck.
All right. I appreciate it, Dr. Pat, and I'll let you know how it goes, and I'm sure I'll have some more stuff.
And thank you for representing maleness on this program.
Well, I wish I would have done it a while ago, but hey, this is the next best thing to your in-person thing that I definitely went to for a couple years.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, caller. All right. Let's see if we've got some more calls waiting for us to get in touch with them. I want to remind everybody, in order to find out about what Dr. Pat's got going on, go to drpatallen.com and sign up for our newsletter. You'll find out what
Hello.
She's doing. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. We wouldn't be here if you didn't call.
True. So a man has been dating me for 3 months. It's wonderful. He's great. I don't have any experience with dating a man who's been divorced. He's divorced and has a child that's 13. And so I'm wondering what resources are out there for people to know how to do this.
Well, have you read my latest book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
Yes.
Did you see the section which is in the table of contents, and it's about taking care of children, dealing with them, in that particular book, there's a section on dealing
mm-hmm.
with people that have children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I do remember reading that, and I don't, I guess you know, when I read it, I probably didn't read it thoroughly.
You didn't pay attention, but now you need to read it because you have somebody in your life. That's when the question has an answer, that's the time to read it.
Okay. Yeah, that's
all
a good
right?
idea.
So tell me, what are the... He's got a child, 13 years old, boy or girl?
Girl.
Oh, it's a girl. Okay. Now, have you met them? I mean, you've met him.
Correct. Yeah, we've done the COVID and the vaccine and everything like that.
You've done all of that stuff. Okay. Are you in a relationship with him?
Yes, we're in a committed relationship.
Okay, so you're making love.
Correct.
And does his child like you? Have you met the child?
I have not met the child. I'm not in any rush to meet her either.
Okay, because I generally suggest that you not deal with the child unless you think that there's a possibility of marrying this man. Is he a candidate for marriage or not?
Yes.
Okay. So then it would be purposeful.
Yes, it could be purposeful. And I don't mind waiting until he thinks it's a good time.
Yes, you're not pushing for it. Do not push for it.
No.
You see? Because do you come from a married home or a broken home?
A broken home.
Okay. And how old were you when it broke up?
4.
You were 4 years old, so you don't even know what a non-broken home is like.
Correct. My mom didn't remarry until I was 18.
No, then
and
you were not impacted.
And my dad never remarried. Yeah.
Okay. So were you treated in a cherishing manner by your dad?
Yeah, I believe so. I felt supported by him. He supported anything I did.
Did he cherish your feelings?
Yes.
And was your mother masculine or feminine? What were you shown?
She is very mean and threatening.
So she was a hard mother to be with?
Yes.
And she had did you visit your dad at all?
Yes.
Okay, so
back and forth. Yeah.
Back and forth. They co-parented you.
Yes.
Right? So
yeah, they did a good job.
That's great. Does the man that's dating you and you're in a relationship with, is he open to remarrying?
Yes. He didn't say 100% yes, he wants to remarry, but he said he is not opposed to it.
Okay. If he's had a marriage and it didn't work, he's got some fears about this one not working. So that's not a bad answer. He's experiencing it. And I do not think that we know people well enough in less than a year of dating, engagement, and even living together. So are you in any way afraid of having that 13-year-old girl as a family member with him?
Yes, because I didn't want kids. I never wanted kids. And I didn't expect for a man to court me and that had a child.
All right.
So it became very unexpected, but we're very compatible in a lot of ways.
You haven't met the daughter at all?
No.
Okay. And that's a good thing. Until you're engaged, that's a good thing.
Okay.
And the book that I think is great, did I tell you about Dan Siegel's book, Brainstorms?
No, not yet.
Okay. Between 13 and 18, approximately, teenagers do not make dopamine in their bodies, and therefore they like to go do things which may not be very comfortable for anybody. They do things that are, quote, fun, but can be pretty stressful as teenagers do it. So Dan Siegel wrote a book about the new findings that teenagers don't have enough dopamine between their teenage years to keep them acting like loving human beings. So in your case, there's a girl, and girls have a tendency to be mad at women that are marrying dad if the girl wanted dad to stay with mom, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I would have some.
I would really like you to either go to a bookstore and, if the book is on the shelf, read the section. I mean, it's Brainstorms by Dan Siegel, S-E-I-G-E-L.
Okay.
So, and if you can, meet her and build with her if you're building a marriage when you're engaged.
Okay. Yeah, that feels right. I don't feel any need to.
That will give you time, But I'm just sharing with you how to love a teenager, because 13 is 5 years. And God willing, you're engaged before 5 years are over.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay. But don't use the girl as an excuse for not loving the man.
No, I really, I like him a lot. He's a really good man.
Then
I just
build
am nervous
a relationship
about the kid.
Between you. What?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just nervous about the kid. And he mentioned something, which I let him know I really appreciated him for being open and honest with. But he did mention something about her, his daughter, that she had stolen her friend's mother's credit cards, and not just one, also her mother's credit cards, and used them, and three other friends' mother's credit cards.
And you know what? Children from broken homes often have a lot of pain, and they do bad things. So now I'm positive about, please understand that she's at a very fragile place in her life. Her family's fallen apart, and her dad is getting a new mom. You see? So just please read Brainstorms by Dan Siegel, because it fits what I hear.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful. I appreciate it.
Good. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Have a good night, you guys.
You
too. Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see what we've got. I think we might have time for one more. I'm just going to check in here with our switchboard and see if we do. Yes, we have time for one more. So Ronan's going to get us another caller. How exciting. We are just jumping tonight, Dr. Pat.
Okay.
A lot of interesting questions. A lot of very interesting questions tonight.
Yes, yes.
I love it.
No one is available for call.
Oh, callers, callers, callers. We want to talk to you, not your voicemail. Again, if you have interest in our groups, reach out to via email to sue@info@drpatallen.com. I know she's taking people for the waiting list, and I'm not sure for when. Hello, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Dr. Pat, I've been in a relationship for about 6 months now, and you helped me a lot.
That's
with it.
Two seasons, perfect and imperfect.
Right.
Now you're going into negotiable. Then you're going into committable.
So I'm so if you're going through the imperfect stage and you look at all the things that are happening that you don't like, you're saying that's the negotiable state.
Unless he's 51% valuable and he's worth it.
Right. Well, the only thing for me is I still have a lot of anxiety. I even got on anxiety meds, and even though he shows me financially and with a lot of his time and stuff, I still I'm not secure with him. And
are you wanting him to be your daddy?
Oh. Well, no, I don't want him to be my daddy. No.
We all have to be an individual before we're a couple, before we're a family. So are you wanting him to respect you and your needs and your not wants?
No, no.
Are
I,
you wanting
I
to
be
rebuild
cherished.
Him? What?
No, 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 I don't. I don't want to rebuild him. That's why I've been, like,
all right.
really careful.
Okay.
No, no.
Then is he good enough to respect? Is he good enough to respect?
He's good enough to respect. I just keep, like, little things will come up where I think he's being unfaithful, but they're not, like, big proof things, and you told me to keep my mouth shut about them, and I do keep my mouth shut about them, but if I never get to a point where I'm secure, I want to know a good way to,
what
like,
are
break.
You, have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have.
Have you read my latest book, Man's World, Woman's Universe?
I have.
Okay, then do you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer with him?
No, I don't.
Is he worth 51%?
Yes.
I don't. What is not pleasant for you in this relationship? Please tell me.
That... at times, he makes me question if he's faithful.
Do you have any evidence?
I have small evidence, yes. And
okay.
Yeah.
Is he chasing women, or are women chasing him?
I in the very beginning of the relationship, he had told me about some girl that he was very annoyed by, and then she ended up texting him, and then he let me read the text, and in the text it said, oh, I'm so happy, or I was so surprised that you added me on Instagram. So he chased her, and I still think that that's what he's doing.
All right, so why are you with him?
Well, that's what I was calling today, because I found like
that's
two...
the 51%,
right? And so in the last 2 weeks, a lot of things,
what?
And,
you have
well,
evidence of his broken agreement. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So,
and, but
why don't you get him on the phone? And we'll talk.
Really?
Why not?
Like right now or an appointment?
No, not now. We're done today.
Yeah, next
if
week.
You want,
next radio
if
show.
If you want me to work with you as a couple,
mm-hmm.
come on the phone.
Okay. So that's thank you. And let's say he says no. I want to know a way that I can break up with him, but in a good way, and say that it's just because of my not having to bring up little things that I don't have substantial evidence over, but just the fact that I'm too insecure.
I've got news for you. If you don't have evidence, diseases, pictures, films, I can't work with that. I have to have evidence.
And with that, we're going to have to go to the caller. Please feel free to call back next week. Hopefully he'll call in with you. We would really look forward to that. Until then, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way we know we love ourselves or anybody else are the commitments we're willing to make and keep.
Indeed. Everyone, we love you so much. We'll be back next week. Until then, stay safe and be happy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.